Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What day is this, man?
Thursday, the 16th.
I just put a turkey in.
November.
You're a week
it's
a early.
It's a five-day turkey. Yeah, takes 5 days.
A little simple.
Well, then you're going to be still a couple days
early. Yeah, you're still going to be a little early on that. You should have waited till like Saturday.
Damn, you're right. I'm going to eat it ahead of time.
The old five-day turkey.
Five-day turkey, right?
Extra crispy?
Yeah.
You gotta keep
5 days?
Keep putting stuff all over it too, you know.
Oh, you got to keep basting it.
Keep basting that barrel right. For 5 days.
Putting the smoker at 50 degrees for 5 days.
I don't know if that's. I mean, they're slow and low.
45.
But...
I may lower it to 45 because it's got to get 7 days right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that might
it's
be
Thursday, isn't it? Right, it's Thursday.
That might be too slow and too low.
You've got a week.
Yeah, I think you got to get it to a certain temperature.
Yeah,
internal temperature.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get to 165 when you're cooking it at 50.
I believe that's.
You got to give it time.
7 days. You got the time, you know. Well, you leave it in there at 50, and the last day you turn it up to a couple hundred, you know. That's probably it.
You know, finish we'll it off real quick.
I'll let you know what happens. It's a new recipe I read.
It should have a nice smoky flavor by then.
Yeah. And then you turn it up to 1,000 and sear it. Keep those juices in.
I like my turkey raw on the inside and seared on the outside.
It should
like
have
salmon.
It should
like,
have a nice food
like my
poisoning
turkey like I like
taste.
My salmon. Yeah, right.
So don't eat your turkey seared like your salmon. That's not what they say.
I better call
try it, pussy.
Tell her to take it out. I'm gonna forget. It's gonna be there for 5 days. You know.
I forget what the exact food poisoning you get from undercooked poultry is, but I know that it's not good.
Yeah, it's probably not good at all. But we'll find out.
Botulism or salmonella.
Put a lot of gravy on that.
One of the usual.
I've always
suspects.
Heard about salmonella with the chicken.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's similar with turkey.
Yeah, I think it's the same with all poultry.
All right. Well, somebody should have told me. I told you guys last night.
Who put you in charge of cooking? Well, I mean, that was just a bad idea to start. Well, they gave him a week.
I'm in charge of heating up the cream corn. Even though I won't do that, I'll just sit on the couch and they'll do that for me. You know. Yeah, the ladies like to cook. So I don't. My son likes to cook too, so he helps a little bit. But I don't like to cook, so. I will hang out, and actually, I don't like to. I just don't know. So I just don't. You know, I'm in the way. I've always been in the way.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be.
I'm in the way
too,
which is fine. People are better at than me. So
I'm in the way and drunk.
I'm in charge. It's in the ovens for 7 days at 50 degrees. So
my son has actually become kind of a foodie the last couple of years.
Which son?
My oldest one.
Okay.
The one I'm going
to
see.
No, not your oldest one.
In Arizona. Ryan.
That's Adam.
The oldest
one. No idea what Adam even does.
Let me name his
name. The oldest would be pretty surprised if
Ryan.
He showed up.
But I dodged a bullet down in Phoenix because...
You go down there for Thanksgiving, that's right.
Yeah. Because Dad wanted to go to some... Oh, they're doing something at the community, the restaurant in the community.
So
he was bugging me. We got to get tickets. We got to get tickets to.
Oh, you're gonna eat Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant? Okay.
Yeah. I decided I'm
full of maggots too. Right.
I'm gonna go. Have. We'll do separate Thanksgivings and figure something out to meet up later. But I'll eat at Ryan's and then meet up with Dad maybe the next day. Yeah. Day before, I'll see plenty of them. My sister's gonna be down there too. So.
All right. Is that where you're boarding?
Where are you gonna smoke weed?
The restaurant. Yeah.
I'm going to smoke weed at my son's house.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to stay with him.
Your sister won't find out.
Your grown sister's going to yell at her grown brother. By word grown, I mean like old brother. And say you can't smoke weed. Would she say something to you to this day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But what can she say?
Tell her you're shrooming. That's even better, man. Say, I'm still
my favorite
shrooming.
Part of that story is that you were smoking out of a pop can.
Yeah. At his mom's funeral, for Christ's sake,
even a
man.
Respectable smoking device.
Wasn't it a Monster Energy can? Isn't that almost like an 8-ball? That's an upper and a downer.
Well, you generally remove the liquid.
Yeah, you remove the liquid.
Although
yeah.
you could use it like a bong, I suppose.
Yeah,
you keep some of the liquid
Monster
in.
Monster Energy bong water.
Yeah, but you
somebody's done that. Somebody's put Monster in their bong.
Really
you know they
it
have.
In.
You would have to tilt the can forward. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to make sure you don't level it out. Or you're going to get a hit of Monster Energy drink, and that's bad for you.
Yeah, it would be a lot harder.
Yeah, you don't want the bad stuff.
Right.
You just want the weed.
You don't want the Monster.
Was it, weed mixing. Was Monster it Energy is not.
Was it a disappointing shake your head, or was it out loud, I can't believe you're smoking weed, which is stupid to say to Todd.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's legal in the state of Arizona.
Right. Yes. That's right, man. Yeah.
So it's still it wrong, outside, though, man. Todd.
Smoke it outside.
That'll be the first thing that I probably do. Unless there's still weed left in the weed kit that I left behind. I leave the weed kit behind kit, with my son.
Yeah. Are you holding? Yeah, my son holds for me.
He does. He generally brings it to the airport.
If it's legal, are you really holding? I mean,
you're not technically.
Right.
You just
have it.
Are you holding? You're holding? Yeah, I'm holding.
Yeah, you're just picking it up.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Now, once
he always
it's legal,
wondered why his middle name was Mule.
Yeah. We were also discussing polyamory.
Oh, we were. Right,
I believe it a couple of days ago or last week we had a dude. What was his daughter having difficulty?
Yeah, that was the article. It was a college-age daughter found out that dad and stepmom were polyamorous.
Right, but right. Dad just seems like a guy. He just seems like a player in that situation.
We had a guy explain the family dynamics to us yesterday.
It sounds exhausting. I mean, granted, you get to have sex with more than one person, but it sounds exhausting.
This is from Facebook. No names or locations, please. First thoughts? On getting all the kids together for family functions with multiple moms, if you have kids in a blended or poly family situation. I assume it's similar, like stepmom, except stepmom just lives with you.
Yeah, it's similar, but because the kids are a blended family, but it's also dad is still banging everybody in the house, you know. Well, at least the adults, I should say.
Yeah.
That's a Duggar situation.
Clarify that. Yeah. Good job.
In a blended poly family situation, the moms have to be adults and be cool with each other for the sake of the family.
Hey, be cool, man.
We've been with our girlfriend 4.5 years. Since we're in a poly family, we do birthdays and holidays together.
Poly families, though, are also, in most situations, this guy can answer this, still faithful to each other.
Yeah, like I think they keep it within the circle.
I thought so.
As I understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
Since our kid
the
was,
circle of trust,
yeah,
man. You know,
our kid Fokker, was older right. when we got together.
That's the first draft of that Lion King song.
Yeah, with our girlfriend, we had to explain a little bit more, but she's totally cool with it, and now loves basically having a second mom. Our girlfriend's kids were little, so they just kind of grew up with it. They think of us as a family, but they're
not. Y'all live together?
They're not quite sure how we're related. Yeah, it sounds like they all live together.
I never thought about this, though, Nick.
All in the same bedroom?
You might have three paychecks coming in, too. That might help.
That would help.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell? Somebody's got to share a sink. How many houses? I've never seen a house that has, like, three sinks and off of a master bedroom.
Good point. It's only two sinks. That's a two sink hole right there.
Well, maybe, you have it redone and you add in that third sink.
Then you're all in the same bathroom getting together in eight separate sinks, man. That's a
and you break up and you just miss them every time you see that sink. Oh. They're not using anymore.
Gotta find somebody for that sink. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's part of the sales pitch for being the third. You get your own sink.
And yesterday we had a couple check in that we found out who they were on social media. Good-looking couple, too, which surprised us because most times they people check in and they want to swing. It's sometimes they're not tens, you know. And these people weren't tens, but they were a good-looking couple. They were a good-looking couple.
Surprisingly good-looking.
Yeah, that's what we were all surprised how good-looking they were. In fact, I shared that photo with you guys last night.
Yeah, it's actually people that like might have some luck.
I would think they'd have total luck, you know? He was a good-looking dude. She was a good-looking girl. You know, they were young. Now, they got three kids, so they got to tell their kids.
And they're going to
the kids look too young in that photo.
A knowledgeable resource.
Yeah, Dick the Dominator.
Now, they didn't send us their photos, but Nick went down the rabbit hole and just found them like you can, but it's called Facebook.
Well, if they have their name on the email, you just search it in Facebook. Then.
Yeah, right. It's not really much of a rabbit hole.
No, we're not putting it out on the air.
Yeah, No,
God, no.
But I want to know what happens.
I'm a one-step detective. Right.
I want to know what happens with that. You know, they find anybody suitable to, you know, to mix juices. Right?
Oh, when the kids get a babysitter, how was the movie? Like, it's we were just getting railed.
Well, you had a great line there. But you can't say it on the air when that private text last night.
Owen, we're still looking for the girl with the most beautiful butthole in the world because she's from Nebraska.
Hey, did you happen to see?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, Charlie Rich song, man. Sorry, it's an old school thing, but it's a great song. Did you happen to see the beautiful butthole in the world? And if you did, tell her I love her. Sorry. You know the song, Nick? You'll know the song, man.
Break out
Charlie Rich, Beautiful Butthole. It's called Beautiful Girl, but
Todd pushes buttons.
Oh,
I love this.
No.
Hey, we gotta sing to that now, Todd. I don't care.
Okay.
If you don't know the song, you'll get the lyrics and it's great. You know? A lot of our audience will get the song and understand it. A lot of our audience will not know the song, but that happens a lot.
You know who will? Our brothers in rock.
Our brothers in rock might know this. Jim will know this. Jim Sucks will know this song.
Jim Suggs is going to have a very stressful day.
He is, right.
Game 7.
Game 7 of the Phillies. Going to hear us sing Charlie Rich on the radio. You know?
Yeah.
He's really going to hate
that. Flat off to a good start for Jim.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful butthole in the world? Yeah, we're looking for her. She's a Nebraska girl, apparently.
No pre-roll, so it's ready to go.
Hit it.
Todd hits buttons.
The Silver Fox, Charlie Rich.
My mom loved this guy. Yeah.
So did my mom.
Yeah.
Hey. Did you happen to see the most beautiful butthole in the world?
Yeah, there you go. And if you did.
And if you did, was it
something?
Or was it crying?
Was it crying?
Was it crying?
If you happen to see the most beautiful butthole in the world.
Walked out on me.
Tell her I'm
you know the song, Nick?
No.
Your old man would. Push, you know this song?
Nah.
All right. Huge hit early 70s. Does.
Yeah,
your dad knows the butthole.
Dad, right? I love it.
Nick. All right, stop that.
Dad's seen some buttholes.
It sounds like he's been to war. I've seen some buttholes.
I'd venture to say he's probably seen the most of all of us.
On guys.
On dudes, yeah.
Yeah, let's clarify that. Yeah, a couple plane stories. First one is scary. This was happened an off-duty pilot on board an Alaska Airlines flight from Washington to San Francisco tried to seize the plane. And tried to turn the engines off in midair. I didn't think you just turn them off. Is there a button that says off? There shouldn't be.
Yeah, apparently there's a handle.
We need our pilot buddy to check in on this one, right?
They explained this on the
cut the engines and still survive?
Yeah,
you can coast and restart the engines. We've heard that, but we'll find.
They explained this on the nightly news last night. Right. That there's like some sort of handle there above in the cockpit where it kills the engines, and they said if you're at a higher altitude, you can restart the engine.
Right.
But at a lower altitude, it could be, you know, fatal.
Here's the deal with this douchebag. Said he had an incident. Nobody cares because he's been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder.
Man.
Because that's who was all on the flight.
Navigator?
You know?
Co-pilot?
No, he was
off-duty.
Off-duty guy who was riding in the jump seat in the cockpit.
You see that all the time.
Yeah, grabbing a lift.
I see all the time. Yeah, you're just taking a ride, right.
Okay, so he's in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't know that you got a charge of attempted murder for everybody on the flight But it, I guess it makes sense.
I never knew that either, yeah, Push, until I just saw the story. You know, I also thought about this. I remember about to ask Brett this about this tomorrow. Is you got to keep your private pilots happy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I mean, he's on that small jet. If you follow his social media, every other weekend, he's flying somewhere on that small jet. And we talked to him before about this, how he employs these pilots. And I'm thinking, they got to be, if they want a raise, don't you, like, give it to them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever they want.
Don't you ask him every day, how you doing? What's up? Yeah.
Does he just have the one guy? Or
no, there's two on that flight.
A rotation of them.
I think there's two on that. I don't know how it works, Todd, but then there's always two in those flights because he can't fly.
But finally,
Also, tell him the story about the you've seen the video.
I saw
the still shot.
I haven't seen the video yet.
The still shot of the plane that's taking a wheelie?
Oh, okay. I've seen the still shot. I've not seen the video.
Is there a video or not?
Did it land and then pop a wheelie?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking something different.
It was sitting at the jetway.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it said, I don't think there's video of happening.
It's a bad headline, wheelie. I'm thinking it landed and went, woo.
Well, that's basically what it's sitting on. It's on the two back landing gears.
But it's sitting there. It's not running down the street.
When did it get into wheelie position?
Did they put all the fat people in the back?
At the jetway.
Oh, when they got to the gate.
Yeah. It's a JetBlue flight at JFK Sunday night. Passengers were getting off of the flight from Bridgetown, Barbados. Once at the gate, due to a shift in weight and balance during deplaning, the tail of the aircraft tipped backwards, causing the nose to lift up.
The still shot's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it looks like something you would see in an airplane.
Yeah. How do they make it go level again? You just have to stand in the front
and
jump?
No injuries were reported. And eventually, they moved some weight forward.
I want to know this. How come it wouldn't happen more often? Because the front of the plane is always emptied first anyway, so everybody in the back is still there. And then, but I think the luggage would keep it flat, or just the plane would stay
obviously
flat.
Way out of balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Something went wrong. Something was not correct here. The position.
Well, that's
where
I want it to happen. If I'm on a flight, just sitting at the gate. At least you're not in the air, you know.
Yeah, it says the position of the center of gravity was affected by the total weight of the passengers and other contents, as well as the distribution of the weight. So, I don't know if they got all the fatties in the back and then took all the luggage out of the front first, and then all of a sudden, bang, it was, I don't know.
That's what it seems
funny
like.
If the whole back of the plane was full of really big people, and that's the reason it happened, you know.
They're all looking at each other as the nose starts going up in the air. Like,
burgers flying everywhere. All their lunches in
the
air.
I don't know.
But that's the first plane story we've done in a while that didn't involve a trail of diarrhea or a pile of poop outside the bathroom.
Yeah. No, the photos are really kind of funny, but because it is. The front landing gear looks like it's probably 6-8 feet off the ground.
Yeah, it's real high, man. It's real high. Yeah.
Oh, update from the polyamorous people. Forgot to clarify. Our lady is married, so we don't live together. But now that the trashy neighbors are gone and her husband, they're going to look into buying the house next door.
Hold it. Is he involved here too?
Obviously.
So it's swapping. They're swapping, basically. They're polyamorous, but they're swapping.
But the husband's not involved with their relationship.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, I mean.
I can't answer that one.
Does he have his own thing on the side?
He better.
Again.
Or he'd be a cuck, man.
I will defer all the questions.
Cuck. Maybe he's just over it. He's like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, take care of that. I don't want that anyway. Maybe he's that guy. I'm just helping out this relationship, ain't I?
As always.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.